Mama was troubled when she heard the news. "Are you sure?" she asked several times. "We can find another button someplace," Anna Marie reassured her. "Or we can take one from the bottom of the jacket and move it up. It won't show very much." But it didn't seem to be the jacket that worried Mama. "Are you sure the sign was in German?" she asked. "Maybe you didn't look carefully."
"Mama, it had a swastika on it."
Her mother turned away with a distracted look. "Anna Marie, watch your sister for a few moments and begin to peel the potatoes for dinner. I'll be right back."
"Where are you going?"
Anna Marie asked as her mother started for the door.
"I want to talk to Mrs. Rosen."
Puzzled, Anna Marie watched her mother leave the apartment. She went to the kitchen and opened the door to the cupboard where the potatoes were kept. Every night now, it seemed, they had potatoes for dinner. And very little else. Anna Marie was almost asleep when there was a light knock on the bedroom door. Candlelight appeared as the door opened and her mother stepped in.
"Are you asleep, Anna Marie?"
"No."
"Why? Is something wrong?"
"Nothing's wrong. But I'd like you to get up and come out to the living room. Peter's here. Papa and I want to talk to you."
Anna Marie jumped out of bed, and Kirsty grunted in her sleep.
Peter! She hadn't seen him in a long time. There was something frightening about his being here at night.
Copenhagen had a curfew, and no citizens were allowed out after 8 o'clock. It was very dangerous, she knew, for Peter to visit at this time. But she was delighted that he was here. Though his visits were always hurried, they almost seemed secret somehow, in a way she couldn't quite put her finger on. Still, it was a treat to see Peter. It brought back memories of happier times. And her parents loved Peter, too. They said he was like a son. Barefoot, she ran to the living room and into Peter's arms. He grinned, kissed her cheek, and ruffled her long hair.
"You've grown taller since I saw you last," he told her. "You're all legs."
Anna Marie laughed.
"I won the girls' foot race last Friday at school," she told him proudly. "Where have you been? We've missed you."
"My work takes me all over," Peter explained.
"Look, I brought you something. One for Kirsty, too."
He reached into his pocket and handed her 2 seashells. Anna Marie put the smaller one on the table to save it for her sister. She held the other in her hands, turning it in the light, looking at the ridged, pearly surface. It was so like Peter to bring just the right gift.